either myself or my co-host, Mr. Lee Klein, Peter, for the best in Louisiana music, right here on KRVS 88.7 FM and on the internet at krvs.org.
Many of you have told us that in an uncertain world, listening to KRVS and NPR is familiar, and that public radio programming is a constant and a comfort. Our staff and producers are working hard and creating great shows at home these days. We are so glad to be there for you. But like most public radio stations, KRVS has postponed our on-air spring fundraiser. We are so grateful that you are with us. You make the public radio community stronger with your support. So if you can, please make a gift today at krvs.org. And thank you.
The University of Louisiana at Lafayette. This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles, streaming online at krvs.org.
Live from NPR News, I'm Corva Coleman. The presumptive Democratic nominee for president, Joe Biden, is out with a statement this morning denying an accusation of sexual assault that allegedly occurred 27 years ago. NPR's Asma Khalid has more.
The accusation was made by a former junior staffer in Biden's Senate office. She alleges that Biden touched her private areas without her permission. Biden says that is not true. The former staffer says she filed a complaint with the Senate, not about the alleged assault, but about harassment. Biden says the only place a record of that complaint would be held is at the National Archives. He's requesting that the Secretary of Senate ask the archives to identify any such complaint and make any such document, if it exists, available to the press. In denying the allegation, Biden reemphasized that women deserve to be treated with dignity when they come forward. They should not be silenced. But still, their stories should be subject to inquiry and scrutiny. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Some people who are now considered essential workers are holding strikes in several cities today. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports they include grocery store workers and people in warehouses.
The participants are saying they did not sign up to be on the front lines of a deadly pandemic. They signed up to ring you up at the cash register or pack your latest online order or maybe deliver your groceries, but not to deal with life and death, which is how many workers put it these days. And they're saying the companies are not doing enough to protect them.
NPR's Alina Selyuk. Many workers are demanding time off, hazard pay, sick leave, and personal protective equipment. Elective surgeries and dental procedures are resuming today in Virginia. That decision by Governor Ralph Northam follows pressure from hospitals to begin easing some restrictions put in place because of the pandemic. NPR's Sarah McCammon has more from Virginia Beach.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says social distancing efforts have been working, and he's allowing non-emergency medical and dental procedures to resume with precautions to protect workers and patients. Northam is encouraging residents of the Commonwealth to go back to their doctors and dentists.
Our hospitals, our clinics, our dental offices, these are safe. These are clean places to go. And so while we have been through this pandemic, I want to encourage all Virginians that your health care is important.
In a letter to the governor last month, the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association described thousands of unused hospital beds and ventilators. The relaxed rules for doctors and dentists in Virginia also apply to veterinarians. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Virginia Beach.
Virginia is one of a group of states that reported a record number of new virus cases on Thursday. However, states are beginning to be able to increase their coronavirus testing, revealing some infections that were previously undetected. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 413 points, or about 1.75%. The NASDAQ is down more than 2%. This is NPR News. The House Judiciary Committee is calling on the founder and head of Amazon to testify regarding his company's business practices. In a letter, lawmakers want to ask Jeff Bezos about reporting in the Wall Street Journal that alleged Amazon used sensitive information to develop products to compete with third-party sellers. The musician who helped invent Afrobeat has died. Nigerian drummer Tony Allen was 79 years old and died Wednesday in Paris of a heart attack. NPR's Anastasia Tsoukas reports, in the 1960s and 70s, Allen reshaped the sound of African music alongside his bandmate, Fela Kuti.
Tony Allen didn't pick up a pair of drumsticks until he was 18 years old. But within months, he quit his job and announced he was going to become a professional musician. Soon, he joined up with another young Nigerian who loved American jazz and local highlife music.
Zombie, zombie no go tinkle, so tell him to tinkle.
Zombie.
Zombie, yo.
That was singer and saxophonist Fela Kuti. Together in the band Africa 70, they created something new. After Tony Allen left that band in 1979, he continued to be a musical adventurer, dipping into everything from Afrofunk to electronica. Anastasia Tsilkas, NPR News, New York.
The National Weather Service says warm air will persist today over the U.S. Southwest and southern Rocky Mountains. Above normal temperatures will spread to the southern plains today. This weekend, record high temperatures are possible. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org and the Annie E. Casey Foundation.
You are listening to the Blues Box here on KRVS Public Radio. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We start off this hour with B.B. King. B.B. King back in 1970 had a huge hit with The Thrill Is Gone, old Roy Hawkins tune. It got to number 3 on the R&B charts, number 15 on the pop charts. And after that, he recorded it a few more times. We're going to listen to a rendition he had back in 1997, also featuring Tracy Chapman on vocals with B.B. King. Here they are with B.B.'s The Thrill Is Gone.
Thank you. bright sun. Blue sky. Air's crisp. And the ground's dry. Below, behold, yonder weather vane. I'll be damned. Chance of rain. Wispy clouds. High UV. Clean air. No humidity. Beautiful day. Here on the plain. Holy moly. Chance of rain. Chance of rain. Oh, it could be a twister, mister. Chance of rain. You better get your rubbers, brothers, 'cause there's always a chance of rain.
Peter Karp on piano and vocals, along with Sue Foley on nylon string guitar. Chance of Rain, this from a disc called Beyond the Crossroads that came out back in 2012. And it was one of two collaborative efforts between Karp and Foley. They had met a few times at festivals and decided they were going to put out a couple of albums together. Before we heard Sue Foley and Peter Karp, we heard B.B. King and Tracy Chapman from 1997 doing a rendition of The Thrill Is Gone. Music next here on KRVS from Freddie King. We're going to listen to a few Texans. And next here on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to Freddie King and a track he recorded back in March of 1973. Freddie King with a number called Woman Across the River.
Show how much she cares. But the man told so many lies. Now another man is over there. That woman across the river, sweet woman across the river, she was mine. She was mine. Yeah. Word got around that he had jilted her. Then me came running. be such a fool. I never, 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 never know. But the man has got enough. He's a lucky so-and-so.
Another blue stringer back home.
From 1994, and from his disc Six Strings Down, the name of the tune. The name of the disc was Strange Pleasures, and that tune, of course, a tribute to Jimmy Vaughn's younger brother, Stevie Ray, who was killed in a helicopter accident August 27th of 1990. Before we heard Jimmy Vaughn, we heard fellow Texan Freddie King. We heard Freddie King do Woman Across the River, and again, that was recorded back in 1973. Next year on KRVS, let's turn to Jimmy Vaughn's younger brother, Stevie Ray. We're going to listen to Stevie Ray recorded at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Montreux, Switzerland, back in July of 1982. The Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. And it's said, people say that this was the first time, supposedly, that a band had performed at Montreux Jazz Festival that had never recorded together before. And Stevie Ray had recorded with other small groups, but not with Double Trouble. He had, interestingly enough, come to the attention of a number of important people. Mick Jagger had obtained a videotape of Double Trouble and got them to play at a birthday party in New York for him. And then Jerry Wexler saw Double Trouble perform in Austin, and he's the one that was basically responsible for getting Stevie Ray and Double Trouble to perform back in 82 at the Montreux Jazz Festival. David Bowie and Jackson Browne were in the audience, and Jackson Browne offered Stevie Ray and Double Trouble free studio time in his studio, and they ended up taking him up on that offer, and hence the album Texas Flood. We're going to turn to that mantra recording of Flood down in Texas. The number had been recorded back in the late 1950s. It was a Fenton Robinson tune. We're going to listen, though, to Stevie Ray and Double Trouble do their rendition again of Flood down in Texas. We'll be right back.
Texas. All of the telephone lines are down. Yeah, it's flooding down in Texas. All of the telephone lines are down. Yeah, I've been trying to call my baby. Lord, I can't get a single sound. Well, dark clouds are rolling. Mine and I'm standing out in the rain. Man, I'm standing out in the rain. Well, blood, water, keep rolling. Man's about to drive, pull me inside.
describe. Yeah, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, now I'm going back home this day. Sunshines every day.
Hey, thank you so very much.
Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble recorded again live at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland back on the 17th of July, 1982. Their rendition of Flood Down in Texas, and I misspoke, it wasn't a Fenton Robinson tune. Fenton Robinson was a guitarist on the original track. It was a Larry Davis tune. Again, the original recording went back to 57, right around that time period, 59. Anyway, a tune that definitely helped boost the career of Stevie Ray Vaughan and his band Double Trouble. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to another really fine Texas guitarist. Early on, he proved his mettle. We're talking about Johnny Winter. We're going to listen to Johnny Winter recorded in Austin, Texas. And Austin, of course, was Stevie Ray's home for a number of years. We're going to go back to 1968 and a track from the Progressive Blues Experiment that was recorded at a place called the Vulcan Gas Company on Congress Street in Austin. Here's Johnny Winter with a number called Mean Town Blues.
My father done told me, my father to the insane asylum. And I found my baby out there. I said, please come back to me, darling. What in the world are you doing here? Then the little girl raised up her head. Tears were streaming down from her eyes. And these are the things that the little girl said.
August of 1967. That was Willie Dixon and Coco Taylor doing a number written by Willie Dixon, Insane Asylum, the name of that number. And Buddy Guy was on guitar on that particular track. Great vocals, though, by both Taylor and Willie Dixon. Dixon was the individual responsible for introducing Coco Taylor to Leonard Chess at Chess Records in Chicago. We heard Johnny Winter just before hearing Coco Taylor and Willie Dixon. We heard Johnny Winter from his first album, The Progressive Blues Experiment, came out in 1998. And he did a number called Mean Town Blues. Next year on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to Susan Tedeschi, and a track from her 1998 disc, Just Won't Burn. Wasn't her first recording, but it just propelled her into blues stardom. We're going to listen to her She's on guitar and vocals, young and at the time not very well known. Sean Costello was on guitar. That would change. Annie Raines on blues harp. Tom Hambridge on drums. Hambridge co-wrote this next piece. He's written just loads of blues tracks. Won Grammys for producing Buddy Guy albums. He's just an incredible talent that is often just behind the scenes. Great tune coming up, though. It's called Friar's Point. Talks about Robert Johnson, Irma Thomas, B.B. King's Club in Memphis, Magic Sam, and Muddy Waters. Susan Tedeschi with Friar's Point.
Thank you. be another woman there.
Recorded in New York back in October of 1929. That was Victoria Spivey and a number called Telephoning the Blues, one of the great women blues singers of the 1920s. And her career lasted a lot longer than that. She, even as late as the early 60s, started her own record company to record under recorded artists at the time. Before hearing Victoria Spivey, we heard Susan Tedeschi from her disc Just Won't Burn. We heard her homage to a lot of blues people, a piece called Friar's Point. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to an old friend of Victoria Spivey. Both of these ladies from Houston, Texas, both played in Houston until moving up to Chicago and New York. We're talking about Sippy Wallace. Victoria talked Sippy out of her retirement back in the 60s from October 66. Here is Sippy Wallace with Women Be Wise.
Now, women be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Don't ever sit around gossiping, explaining what your good man really can do. Now these women nowadays, they ain't no good. They laugh in your face, then try to steal your man from you. Now women be wise, keep your mouth shut, and don't advertise. Women be wise, keep your mouth shut, don't advertise your man, don't never sit around gossiping, explaining what your good man really can do. Now these women nowadays, they are not true blue. They will laugh in your face, then try to steal your man from you. Women be wise, keep your mouth shut, don't advertise your man, don't be no fool, don't advertise your man. What da da da, what da da da, what da da da, what da da da,
what-da-da-dee. What-da-da-loo. What-da-da-do. What-da-da-da. What-da-do. Now these women nowadays, they ain't no good. They fools around with everybody in your neighborhood. Now women be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't ever tie your man. Don't be no fool. Don't ever tie your man. Now women be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't ever tie your man. Don't never sit around, girls, explaining all your secrets. Telling folks what your good man really can do. For these women nowadays, no, they ain't no good. They will laugh in your face, then try to steal your man from you. Women be wise, keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man, don't be no.
Sippy Wallace with Little Brother Montgomery on piano. A number again called Women Be Wise. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and we are member-supported public radio here in Acadiana.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville. For more information, the website is vermilionville.org.
Tune in to Encore for great Cajun music with me, your host, Megan Constantin, every Saturday at 7 a.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m.
Hi there, this is Lee Klein Peter with an invite to join me for Barn on the Bayou, Saturday afternoons at 3 on KRVS. From the latest swamp pop to yesterday's standards, listen in and enjoy Barn on the Bayou with Rob Menard, D.K. Hewland, Jerry Lee Lewis, Fats Domino, Professor Longhair, Tommy McLean, Lloyd Price, Bobby Marchand, Johnny Allen Warrenstorm.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.